Call to Worship is a one-hour radio program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship, along with a short devotional topic. The Call to Worship program has been encouraging listeners since its first broadcast in 1989. This ministry centers around God's Word, spoken and in song. Here is host and producer of Call to Worship, Gary Roby.
To the glory of God, our Lord is God of the universe, the Creator, and we are His creation. And since there is no good thing within us, and He is our Savior and King, He alone is worthy of our worship and to be praised. All that we do should be to the glory of God. 1 Corinthians 10, "Whether therefore you eat or drink, or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God." Colossians 3, "Whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him." Creation gives glory to God. Psalm 19, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims His handiwork." As we see God at work in the universe, in creation around us, in others, and in our own lives, we should give glory to Him. John 11, "Now a certain man was ill, Lazarus of Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. So the sisters sent to Him, saying, 'Lord, he whom you love is ill.' But when Jesus heard it, He said, 'This illness does not lead to death. It is for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it.'" And as we remember the account, Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead just a few days later. To the church of believers in Rome was written, "May God, who gives this patience and encouragement, help you live in complete harmony with each other, as is fitting for the followers of Christ Jesus. Then all of you can join together with one voice, giving praise and glory to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, accept each other just as Christ has accepted you, so that God will be given glory." 2 Corinthians 4, "Since we have the same spirit of faith according to what has been written, 'I believe, and so I spoke.' We also believe, and so we also speak, knowing that He who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus and bring us with you into His presence. For it is all for your sake, so that as grace extends to more and more people, it may increase thanksgiving to the glory of God." Philippians 2, "You must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. Though He was God, He did not think of equality with God as something to cling to. Instead, He gave up His divine privileges. He took the humble position of a slave and was born as a human being. When He appeared in human form, He humbled Himself in obedience to God and died a criminal's death on a cross. Therefore, God elevated Him to the place of highest honor and gave Him the name above all names, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." The triumphal entry is another example of how that Jesus, as the King, deserves all praise and glory from man and creation. The disciples had followed His instructions to pick up a donkey. We pick up the rest of the story in Luke 19, beginning with verse 35. "And they brought it to Jesus, and throwing their cloaks on the colt, they set Jesus on it. And as He rode along, they spread their cloaks on the road. As He was drawing near, already on the way down the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of His disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, 'Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest.' And some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to Him, 'Teacher, rebuke your disciples.' He answered, 'I tell you, if these were silent, the very stones would cry out.'" Ephesians 3, "Now to Him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to Him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, forever. Amen." Folks, as you go about your day today, in everything you do, perform those tasks to the praise and glory of God. The psalmist David sums it all up. Psalm 150. Praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty heaven. Praise Him for His mighty works. Praise His unequaled greatness. Praise Him with a blast of the ram's horn. Praise Him with the lyre and harp. Praise Him with the tambourine and dancing. Praise Him with strings and flutes. Praise Him with a clash of cymbals. Praise Him with the loud clanging cymbals. Let everything that breathes sing praises to the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen and amen.
This has been another devotional taken from the Call to Worship program, a listener-supported ministry heard weekly on local Christian radio stations and available 24/7 at calltoworship.us.